Wednesday night, or Yud Ches Menachem Av, Dvar Halacha.
We're learning the Chos Brachos these weeks, and tonight also, as two nights ago, we're going to go over something that we already have learned, but first of all, I'm sure no one remembers. Second of all, there might be people here that weren't there when we learned it. And third of all, it's so important that you can't learn Hilchos Brachos without learning what we're about to learn now. And that is, there are many halachas, a few things you have to do when you say the bracha. In saying the bracha, you have to, there are certain conditions, how you say it. And we'll learn about three of them tonight. One of them is to pronounce the words properly. Now, many people, even just Baruch Atah is wrong, although you have to pause between the Baruch and the Atah. That's probably not Ma'akev, if you just put the words together. Certainly Lechatchila, and you're saying thank you to Hashem, and you realize what you're doing, you should pronounce the words properly, and you certainly are supposed to pronounce the words properly, and that is to pause slightly after the word Baruch, because when you say Baruch Atah, it tends to run together if you don't consciously pause a drop, and you say Baruch Atah, as if it's one word, Baruch Atah, and the Aleph gets swallowed up. Even if you are Yotze anyway, and you probably are, but certainly what all too many people say, which is Bochatov, Yavada, not Yotze, where the Reish gets swallowed up and the U sound gets swallowed up, and they end up saying Bochatov, which people say. And you have to listen to yourself. You have to maybe make a tape recording. Don't be ashamed. Maybe make a tape recording of yourself and see if you say Bochatov. And Melech Ha'olam is the same thing. Melech Ha'olam, the hay tends to get swallowed up if you don't specifically pause after the word Melech. So that is not that bad, meaning you probably Yotze if you say Melech Ha'olam without pausing. But many people, all too many people, say Melech Ha'olam without, you know, skipping a whole bunch of consonants there. Machalom is said, and that probably isn't good. So you have to be careful how you pronounce the words, and you have to practice. You have to practice saying it properly. Certainly you should say it the Lechatchila Dika way. Shem Hashem needs practice. I had occasion this past Shabbos to hear someone, an older person, my age, and he said Adonai, and I feel bad. You know, maybe it's an awkward situation. It's an awkward for me to go over to him and tell him. I ask someone else to somehow speak to him about the subject. But you have to make sure you pronounce the Shem Hashem properly. The most common error is to put either a chirik under the dalid Adonai, especially if you're from. You're going to put a chirik under the dalid. Or a shva, Adonai, and that's not good. Now there's a very simple pasuk with which you can practice, Baruch atah Adonai lamdeni chukecha, so you could just say it over and over till it becomes second nature. That's a good way to practice the Baruch atah also, that pasuk. So, pronunciation is important. Your mouth has to be empty. That's a second halacha that we're learning tonight, that we saw the other night when we learned about spitting out food that might be there. The mouth should be empty of rings, even if it's rings a woman takes off in a tilus yadayim. Sometimes they have the rings in their mouth, and they're not supposed to have the rings in their mouth when they make a bracha. And sometimes you could have crumbs in your mouth. We're talking about a significant amount of crumbs that it would be called your mouth is not empty. You ate cookies, and now you want to make a shahakol niyeh bedvaro, and your mouth might have a significant amount of crumbs in it, and that's improper. Yimole piti lasecha, it's improper to make a bracha with things in your mouth. With Ari Stern here, the teeth is okay. That was a joke. Okay, and the third, a third point that we'll make tonight is that you should understand the words you're saying. Concentrate, maybe that's like a scary word, concentrate. So think about it, or at least understand the words that you're saying. And this, you could say the bracha out loud instead of mumbling it. That is a big aid in concentration. I'm not talking about now a halacha of saying it out loud. I'm talking as an aid to understanding and concentration and focusing that you're saying something. You're not mouthing words that are going to allow you to eat the food. You're actually saying something, and saying it out loud is a big help to that. Sitting down is a help. That's many times. There's no halacha that you have to, except for benching and alhamichya. There is a halacha that you have to. But again, I'm not talking about that halacha. I'm talking about just as an aid to concentration. And looking in and reading it is a great aid to understanding and concentration. These three things help a lot. Saying it out loud, sitting down, and looking in and reading it helps. And it helps. And therefore, maybe you should try doing it, or at least you should realize that you're actually supposed to be thinking about what the words mean when you say them, really.